This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying. You didn't know where you were going. You changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not. She does. She's screwed. Because I don't plan on planning anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, here we go. Welcome to the program. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is up and running on KALC Radio right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free. Just put it on your phone. Take it anywhere you go. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm a little tired.
You are? So am I.
No, just me. Let's just make it about me for a second. Just a little tired.
Let me know when I can tell you how I feel.
It's all right.
Are you ready yet?
Yes, let's hear about you.
Hey. No, yeah. No. What? It's all about you guys.
Yeah. Hang on. What? Oh, you got your nice.
I told you I'd take care of you.
Yeah, you did. Okay, did you pay for him?
Yes, I paid for it. You know, she tried. I went down to the racetrack. I was at El Paso County Racetrack, Raceway, whatever it's called.
I didn't see you race.
I didn't race. I'll tell you that in a few minutes. Oh. I didn't race.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was waiting for that video.
Me too.
The hoopla wasn't what I was hoping for.
Oh, no.
I barely knew I was there. Yeah. It was BJ night at the racetrack. NASCAR, you know, we had it all set up.
I kept
up.
Looking for a video of you racing. I looked for it everywhere.
I couldn't fit in the window of the car. It was only like this big. I couldn't. I could get in, but I couldn't get out. Is what I was told.
What?
Yeah, it was a little big for the car, I guess.
I've seen big guys in there.
You have?
Yeah.
Not in this car.
Oh. Yeah,
this car's been beat up a few times.
A weird excuse, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, the car didn't run either. How about that?
Yeah,
let's go with that. We had a battery that went out. We had a starter that went out. Benny hit a wall.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I did see that. We did not have a good race. I like the kid, though. That Nash, he's a nice driver.
Kid, isn't
he's
he?
A good driver. Yeah. But look at these. Look what I brought. I brought T-shirts for everybody.
Nice.
Yeah.
NASCAR racing.
That.
That is nice.
That's cool. Hey, yeah. Hey, Spadilla, I got you one.
That's sick. I like it. Yeah.
I feel like there's a trademark issue there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
The font looks a lot like NASCAR.
Just a little bit off.
Just a little bit.
Don't wear it to a NASCAR event.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But no, she wanted, these shirts are $20 each, right? Yeah. So I bought four for all of us. And but she didn't want the money. She wanted to give them to us because we've done so much for NASCAR, okay?
Right.
And I insisted. I said, no, no, no. You're taking this money. I mean, after all, a kid needs a new battery and a starter right now. I mean,
and a new front end.
A new front end. Because he wrecked. But yeah, I paid $80 for the shirt.
Nice.
And I got us all a shirt. So
okay.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
He's so proud that he actually bought something.
I didn't want to. It was hard partying with that $80.
I know it was. I know, because you're such a tightwad.
I had alligator arms out there. Yeah. I'm like, you sure you don't want this?
I mean, if we were a racetrack, we were horses, he'd pay $80 a minute.
No
right?
problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nash needs to get into horse racing. Yeah. I think he'd be better at it, actually.
Oh, God.
It was a good time.
Good, good, good.
Frog had a blast. There were pictures that I took, which I don't put Frog on social media that I'm going to show you here in a few minutes. Not on the air, but I'll show you off air.
I saw some, but they blacked out his face.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
His outfit. Good. It's on Nash's Facebook page.
Yeah.
He looks so cute in his outfit.
He was so excited. He wore his racing thanks to you.
Yep.
That was a great idea.
That was
he
funny.
Loved it.
Oh,
he
good.
Loved it. And then he wore his, what was it? Lightning McQueen. The Lightning McQueen jacket. He was all ready
he
to
was
go.
He was ready to roll.
He's ready to go back.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to go back.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun.
Maybe next time you can race.
Yeah.
That's what you were supposed to do.
Well, we need a car. That would help. It would help fit a car.
Right? Why didn't you do a wheelbarrow race? They had those, right?
They had midget cars, and I said, man, this isn't politically correct. I have midget cars.
Funny.
And then they had cars that were even smaller than the midgets, and they called them dwarf cars.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah. And they don't give a crap down there.
Yeah,
you know, in El Paso County, they don't give a crap. No. I mean, I was thinking, you know, maybe you could have a cigar, you know, in the pit area, but then I thought, you know, gasoline and oil and all that.
Right.
I mean, I don't need a big explosion, you know, to go off. And I get there, and oh, they're smoking like a chimney, man. Under the hood of the car, Jamie, with a cigarette hanging out their mouth, working on the car. And I'm like, what the hell?
They don't care.
They don't care. They don't care. El Paso County, baby.
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
That's Trump country down there, man.
God.
Tell you.
Oh, Lord.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. It is a Monday. Today is Columbus Day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, today is Columbus Day. And I don't think a lot of people get today off.
Yeah, like banks and stuff and government, right?
Banks are closed. Yeah. The post office closed.
Why are we here? I love Columbus.
He was a good man.
It was.
I don't care what they say about him.
We should have gone home and celebrated him.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was Columbus Day
either.
Until I was driving in listening to, you know, something out of New York, and they are really celebrating. They've got a parade up there where they're expecting 500,000 people for Columbus today.
Really?
Wow. Half a million people.
Wow.
For Columbus Day.
We were trying to remember the name of the three ships. And you should have seen this last night. We were at the Bronco game. We're like, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That was a game.
It was a good game.
Yeah,
we
it
lost.
Was a boring game, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. We came back. Yeah, we came back.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah, we weren't on the board at all. And I'm like, oh, God. But then we came back strong.
Yeah, I think the last I saw it was 23-7. What did it finish up?
16. 23. Yeah, I think 23-16.
Yeah, and then they had a chance at the end to win. Yeah, it was 23-16.
You went to the game.
I know, but I don't remember the final score. I really don't. I just know
to win at the end with an onside kick.
Yeah, we sure did, but we didn't work it out. Yeah,
we didn't work it out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're doing Santa Maria.
That's how exciting the game was.
True story. BJ and Jamie just getting started.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coldplay announced at Empower Field. That's coming up, next summer. We've got a couple of tickets for you to win. That's coming up at 7:30 this morning. Coldplay should be a huge show.
You know what is weird is I watched an interview with him, Chris, whatever his name is, and he was, they show a video of him, and he's probably, I don't know, 13 or 14, and he goes, I'm going to be a huge star. And then boom, he was.
Dang, he put it out there.
Yeah, he did.
Saw it.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. When you know it that young.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, where he got a lot of confidence, I guess.
I guess.
All right, we have to get into Spadil's date from the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He went out with
people,
Liz.
People were asking me about this.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, they were.
All right, so Spadil, Liz, let me explain Liz first of all, okay? Bar Bingo, we were up in North Glen. That was just a week or week and a half ago or so. And you met this girl who is infatuated with you. Jamie called her up to the front. You guys went down in front of everybody and smacked out, smooched, and what's it again? Tonsil
hockey.
Yeah.
Tonsil hockey.
You know what's funny is the people, when I say people asked me about it, it was one person, and they said, so you guys made all that up, didn't you?
No, we didn't make it up.
No, I know that.
Yeah,
but that's how.
But they thought it was.
No, I'm talking to the audience. Oh, okay. I wasn't talking to you. I'm saying no to the audience. No, we didn't make that up.
It's just
up.
So funny. They thought it was just such a far grasp from what could happen.
I did think I was dreaming when I was there. I saw it live, and I thought, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Right.
This girl's in there. What the heck? All right. So Liz, she back and forth, you know, the whole texting thing, and we thought she'd ghost you. Some of the things she said back to you, we thought was kind of empty-handed, I guess, you know, and we didn't know if this was going to happen. But you guys had your first date this weekend.
Hello.
Oh. I was like, what?
Yeah, we went to the Avalanche game. We met at Brooklyn's. She was like 20 minutes late, which was
fine.
Don't
throw that in there. Yeah, I mean, that's first thing you say. That's not good. That means the story's going to go downhill.
I kind of took it as like a compliment that she like really wanted to like look good and nice, you know, so it just took her a little longer to get ready.
She was taking
we'll
her time.
Yeah. Compliment. We'll go with that.
All right.
So then we met at Brooklyn's and we had dinner. She actually paid for it. I tried to, but she wouldn't let me. So she paid for dinner. So that
she's
was cool.
The dominant one.
Yeah. I guess so.
It appears it was. Yeah. Plus she had the tickets, you know, yeah. She's the one who did the invite too.
Yeah.
She's calling the shots.
She kind of is. we sat up on the third deck, which was cool. Like we sat really close to the rail. I don't know. I really like those seats. It felt like we had good conversation and it was fun. So I don't really know what else to say.
So it went well?
I felt like it went mostly well.
Dude,
what does that mean?
Well, yeah,
what is mostly?
Well, she was like, she's just really guarded.
Okay.
So like her friends were there. So they like, she introduced me to her friends.
Oh,
and
she
they
brought
were
her
all,
friends.
Yeah. They were all excited to meet me.
Uh-huh.
But then when I asked if she wanted to hang out again, she was just like, yeah, my schedule is free again.
Oh.
So I don't know. There's just like signs that she wants to hang out and then signs that she like is kind of just like, yeah, like you're cool, but not, I'm not necessarily.
I'm not that into
it.
You.
Yeah.
But we can be friends.
Yeah.
You're a friend.
So like
when
I got home, she texted me so much fun. I had a great night. I had a great time. And then I responded back. Hey, I had a lot of fun too. I hope we can hang out again soon. And then she liked that message the next morning. So I kind of took that as like she had a good time. But then we didn't talk at all yesterday. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's weird.
So no marriage, no babies, nothing like that.
And no sex, no making out.
Nothing. None of that.
You didn't kiss?
Not a kiss?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you're,
it's
well,
over.
It went well.
It went well.
You had fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a relationship there.
I could tell when you started out the conversation, she was 20 minutes late. I knew then it was headed in the wrong direction because that was the first thing in your head, okay? If you had had just a killer night, smooching and can't wait till see you next time and talking all
BJ,
weekend.
The Mr. Love Advice guy.
Yeah.
Dr. Love, Jamie. You know that. Yeah. Yeah, it's not good, Jamie.
It's not good.
This is bad.
Well, it's not bad. It's just, okay, it was just fun.
Didn't work.
And she liked, here's what I told my friends. I think that she just liked that she was being talked about on the radio and it was that situation.
She got caught up in the moment.
Yeah, and so she was kind of obligated to go out with him too. And they had fun and it was fine. And that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I was hoping for just pure love.
Yeah.
Here on
so
a Monday morning.
She's really cool. I would love to hang out with her again if she wants to, but I don't think that she was feeling it on her end necessarily.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Don't text her first.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not playing a game or anything, but like, I think it'd be like, okay. I hit like.
I don't want you to put yourself out there and then get just.
Yeah. And I don't, I don't want to be the guy that's just like over pursuing. That's not fun and it's creepy and weird. So, yeah.
You're 35. Time to get creepy, pal.
Yeah. I think that's part of the reason why she's so guarded, though, is because she works at a sports restaurant and she told me that she's had like dudes just show up at her work and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she like wouldn't even tell me like what restaurant she works at.
Well, that's probably too because she didn't want you to mention it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mention that on the air.
It's a weird thing, like when you date somebody that's on the radio or on TV or whatever, you don't want your life put out there too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I thought she told you because you told me it was sports bar.
No.
No, he just said it was a sports bar.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking off air when you came in one morning. He said something about being a very crowded sports bar. Very busy, he said.
She said it's busy, but I mean, she didn't tell me which one it is.
I just remember you telling me it's a very busy place.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that, so I thought you knew where it was at.
But yeah, I think that she just had to deal with creepy dudes, so she just,
creepy
you know,
dudes. And you're just another one of the creepy dudes?
I guess so, I am now. Yeah, I don't know.
At least you got to go to a hockey game.
Yeah, you went to a hockey game. Yay!
I'm kind of bummed, though. Yeah, I was hoping it would work out. She's a looker.
It was kind of odd, too, because her friends all were treating me like I was like her new boyfriend, but then she was not acting like that at all.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So maybe her friends wanted this more than
her on me. Yeah.
Like her friends are like, no, you two need to date right now. Yeah. Like, this is it.
Or maybe, because you are kind of awkward. Do you feel like maybe it was on you?
Maybe. I am awkward. I'm not going to say that I'm not. So it might be. And I'm also a hardcore overthinker. So I might just be doing that as well.
Yeah, you are that. And that could be it, too.
Yeah.
We'll just wait and see.
I don't know. I mean, the whole thumbs up and not talking again. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah, that wasn't even a heart.
No, that's just a thumbs up.
She just gave me a thumbs up.
It was a heart reaction.
Oh, okay. It was a heart. Okay.
Oh, well, you said she liked.
Yeah. Heart is better than the thumbs up.
All right.
We're on to the next one.
Great update there.
Of course, Madel.
That was killer.
God love him.
We'll get to tabloid trash next.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God. It was a long night last night, but it was super fun. Go Broncos. It's funny because I was with all Chargers fans. It was three Chargers fans and me.
Well, they had a good time.
They had a great time. Yeah, they were so happy.
Because they were leading the entire game.
Yep, they were so happy. Especially when it said zero for us.
Yeah.
They were like, ha-ha. I'm like, oh my God. Let's at least get on the board. Come on, do something. Do something. Anyway. And it's weird because I posted some pictures. And I noticed, and I never noticed this before, that it seems like I have a little bitty chip on the front of my tooth. I'd never noticed that in my life until I looked at the picture. And I zoomed in on it. I was like, oh my God, I'm missing a little bit. I got a little front tooth that's got a chip. Well, it's weird because I come in this morning and there's this whole thing about all these people getting veneers. Which, remember, I wanted to get veneers.
Yep.
And I went out there to Beverly Hills and it was $100,000. That was
insane.
The quote.
That's crazy to me.
That was the quote, $100,000. Oh, my God. Anyway, they're saying that Taylor Swift, who corrected her crowded front teeth, she also had incisors that kind of look like Dracula or whatever, and she had those fixed. They're also saying Victoria Beckham. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
All these people do it, but they're saying it's like $4,000 a tooth. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. It's a little bit more than that. $100,000.
Wow.
For veneers. Oh, my God. But they do this other thing. He told me I need it, which I don't get. They shave your gums so you have bigger teeth. Oh. So they'll go in and they shave off your gum line.
Yeah.
So your teeth are longer. No thanks.
And some people should not have big teeth.
Exactly. Like, and I didn't even think about this. They want all your gums to be the exact same length across the top.
Yeah.
Who's going to see that? Let me see your gum line. I need to see your gum line.
Show
is it
me
even?
Your gums.
If not, I'm breaking up with you. That's so weird. Crazy. Off the air, we were just talking about Schmadil, and we feel like he's bummed.
He's heartbroken.
Well, I don't know about heartbroken, but I feel like he's bummed. You know?
Well.
Little let down.
Yeah. Well, I thought that she was way into me because she made out with me in front of 700 people.
Yeah.
He's obsessing over it.
Yeah.
He is. He can't stop talking about it off air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it just doesn't feel good to, like, I don't know,
I think
that someone's into you, and then they're it's not what I thought.
It's not helping, though, to talk about it like this, either.
Yeah.
Because she's going to hear this.
True.
Okay? So this ain't helping either.
Well, I think it'll help because now she knows you're disappointed.
Yeah.
So that's just how you feel, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is just, like, the truth.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You're just disappointed. You thought she was into you, and she made it seem like she kind of was, and then it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing. It's life.
Yeah.
It's like I'm his mom.
Sugarcoat.
Nick Cannon tells some radio show that he used to go to Diddy's parties when he's 16 or 17. Here it is.
Number one. When I was a kid, like 16, 17, I remember standing outside, you know, trying to get into a puff party out here in New York. Like, everybody was up. Like, how the One More Chance video looked, that was real stuff out here. Like, people standing at the door who can get in and stuff. Like, that's Bad Boy parties was official in New York in the late 90s. I was in there, Harlem shaking, doing all of that stuff, but it wasn't, come on, whatever.
What?
I'm not sure, though, what he said. Look. He's got 15 kids. It doesn't surprise me he was at a Diddy party.
Yeah, except for he doesn't drink or anything. So I'm guessing he, I mean, I don't think it was one of those freaky ones or whatever, you know? I think it's maybe the regular ones because he had both. Diddy had both those parties. He had the freaky ones and then he had like the white parties and stuff.
Yeah, the freak offs were the ones where it got really crazy.
Really? Thank you, Carson.
You're welcome.
Tupac's brother is talking about, since we're talking about Diddy, he thinks that Diddy has a connection to his brother's murder, and that's Tupac. Here he is.
Wait, maybe I said this because he got Tupac here.
Wait, what is
pretty direct there from 50 Cent.
Yes, it was.
You know, and I know, that everyone believes that Diddy was involved in both these shootings. That is what the streets have said for 27 years.
We all were familiar with all the rumors and stuff. I said, yeah, let me talk to him.
What did he say that day when he called you?
You know, I have my guys with me, Thug Life guys, and we heard what he had to say. He basically said he ain't have nothing to do with my brother's murder.
We don't talk about things that are nonsense.
Do you think he was lying?
Quite possibly, and it's kind of looking that way. Here we are 27, 28 years later. The theory involving him is quite high on the list.
So I guess his family has hired some prominent attorney to look into this allegation.
Well, they have that guy they arrested out in California. Mm-hmm. And he's already mentioned that Diddy is involved.
This whole thing. Yeah. Now they're saying Kanye's involved.
Yeah.
Not with Tupac. But there's a girl that's accusing Kanye, saying that she was taken to a freak-off party and that she drank something. And then the next thing she knows, she like passed out. And then later when she asked Kanye about it, he said, yeah, we hooked up. And she's like, I don't remember. And he said to her, yeah, that's what all the girls say. So, I don't know. This whole thing is just messy, isn't it?
It is
crazy.
Messy.
Jelly Roll is, I know this is going to be shocking, but he's opening a bar in Nashville. Every single country singer has a bar in Nashville.
I don't get how they support all these bars.
I don't either.
I mean, they have more than New Orleans has.
I mean, I will say that when that hurricane went through, it is packed down there. You know, it is absolutely packed down there because they had the live streams while they were showing the hurricane going through or whatever. And it's packed, but I don't know how. I mean, that only seems like weekends. How do you make it during the week?
I don't know. I don't know. But they say a lot of bachelorette parties. There's a lot of conventions that go to Nashville. Nashville, for some reason, seems like a safer place than some of the bigger cities like a Philadelphia, Detroit, or whatever. And a lot of these conventions go there. So I guess they've got a way to support it, but man, there's a lot of bars.
It's going to be called Goodnight Nashville. That's the name of his bar, and it'll have a back bar named after his late dad, Buddy. Although not giving many details on Goodnight Nashville, he did spill a little in regarding to the Buddy's bar in the back. He said, our rule is it's open to the public when it's open, and it's not when it's not. Thank you, Jelly Roll. What the... So a Monday today, like it doesn't even make sense, right? And then I guess Selma Hayek and Nicole Kidman got in a fight.
I saw the video this morning.
Oh, what'd you
see? It's just a shoving. I think one was trying to get through, and then Selma shoved her, and then she pushed her back. So I don't know what it was about, though.
And it was weird because Selma Hayek, like, the photographer was trying to get a picture of those two together, and Nicole wasn't having it at all. Selma Hayek was like, yeah, like, trying to put her arm around her, like, come take a picture with me, and Nicole's like, no.
Really?
Get out of here, yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Did Selma Hayek date Tom Cruise or something? No.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Crazy.
I didn't know there was a tiff until this morning.
I didn't either. Huh. Yeah, Nicole, I'm watching the video now on TMZ. She's not having anything to do with her. You're right. She's like, nope, not today. No. Odd. All right, so let's see here. What else do I have? I don't have anything else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Again, Coldplay tickets at 7:30. What was I going to mention here? There was something else.
The Comet?
The Comet.
Yeah.
We tried to watch it Saturday, though.
You did?
Yeah, but we couldn't see it. It was too cloudy.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, did you try?
I did not try, no. But I just saw that it says every 80,000 years, so we won't be able to see it again.
We stopped on the side of the road coming back from El Paso County Raceway.
Yeah.
And tried to view the Comet. As well as the Northern Lights. Didn't see squad.
I guess they did get a picture of it in Salida.
They did?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Look, show and tell, but you guys can't see.
Yeah. We even took the binoculars.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we were all prepared to see that Comet, man.
I posted it, so you can go to Facebook, DJ and Jamie, and see it.
We didn't get a shot at it. I think the clouds was just a little bit too much. Hey, speaking of being in the sky, what about this SpaceX rocket, man?
That is crazy. Woo! They caught it in midair.
That's crazy. Yeah, the booster.
Yeah. That is bizarre.
That Elon Musk, fam.
What was that?
Why did it start?
What's going on?
I don't know. But Elon Musk, he sent up a rocket over the weekend, and the boosters, which, you know, normally land in the ocean or whatever, we've never really had control on those things.
Well, no, he lands them. He lands them on that platform.
About years ago. Oh. I mean, I'm talking about NASA and all those different people that sent them up. They never could control them. They just land in the ocean. But he's found a way to capture them. And then he grabbed them with a harness over the weekend. He put them right back where they belong.
Right in midair.
Yeah, unbelievable. Here's the crowd's reaction to it.
This is absolutely insane. On the first ever attempt, we have successfully caught the Super Heavy booster back at the launch tower.
What an incredible view.
Sounds like they can't believe it either.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Was that their first attempt at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said it was a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's the first attempt, but it's the first time it's happened. I mean, that is crazy.
I mean, to have that thing literally come back and land perfectly right in that arm.
Yeah, that was nuts. I know. Anyway, Jesus. Good for him.
Yeah. You know, when he first started this whole exploration thing with the space thing, I thought he was nuts. I thought going to Mars, living on Mars, colonization of Mars, all that. I thought, man, that guy's out there, man. He's crazy. But he probably can do it.
Who knows, right?
He's the kind of guy that he could probably pull this off eventually.
I mean, we might be, instead of going to Europe, we might be going to Mars. I don't know.
book a round trip to Mars.
Right?
I don't know if I can afford that.
Crazy.
I think it's going to be a high price my lifetime anyway. But wow, what a video. And if you get a chance to see the video, the video is really amazing.
It is.
Compared to the audio. The audio, I mean, they're excited, obviously. But man, when you watch that video, it's like, is he going to hit it? Is he going to... Oh my God, he went in there.
You know, I feel bad for his sister and his other brother. His other brother lives, by the way, in Boulder. I feel bad for them because, you know, obviously he's the favorite.
You can't hold a candle to him at all.
Yeah, even, I know. His mom posts about him all the time because I follow her.
Even when she speaks or does an interview or anything, Elon's mom, he's all she talks about.
Yeah, he's the favorite.
Yeah, that brother, Clifton, or whatever his name is.
Kimberly.
Kimball.
Yeah. Clifton. Yeah.
What's Clifton? I've never even heard that name.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know his brother. I don't know. I just know Elon.
And he lives
in
Boulder. It's so sad.
Legit.
I know.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. Not just any Monday. It's Columbus Day.
It's not Columbus Day.
It's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, you can't say Columbus Day anymore.
Yeah.
We have to forget that he existed.
I can say Columbus.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Italians, they love Columbus.
You're on the radio and you're not supposed to, so just so you know.
I listened to a radio station on the way in this morning. They all said Columbus.
Well, I'm just telling you what you're supposed to say. You're in Colorado.
I don't follow the rules.
You are a rebel. Wow.
I am a rebel. Columbus Day.
It's Indigenous Peoples
Aren't
Day.
Aren't you part Native American?
Huh?
Aren't you part Native American, right? Don't you say that?
Yes.
Yeah. So you should say Indigenous Peoples Day.
No.
Yeah, it's your day.
It's your day, man.
It's your day.
All right. Well, some of the employees have today off. Not many people. It's mostly government people. The post office, I guess, and the banks. Some of the banks, anyway, are off today. So happy day it is. Okay. All right. Welcome to a Monday. I saw a survey a few minutes ago, and you know they come out every year. Best candy, most favorite candy of each and every state, and then nationally what it is. Nationally, it's candy corn. Colorado, candy corn.
I've never seen anybody give out candy corn.
I haven't either. Really?
I mean, I've never received it when I was little. I've never given it out. I've never seen anybody with any of it in their buckets.
I live in a candy corn neighborhood. We get it. We get it just about every year. Not a lot of it, but we do get it every now and then. But candy corn is number one. I will say this, except for Halloween, I never see candy corn.
35 million pounds are produced every year.
No kidding. Candy corn?
Of candy corn.
It's pure sugar, man.
I'll post it. They said it's really easy to make. There's a recipe here. It's like it's powdered sugar and basically like milk, corn syrup, and butter. That's it. It's like the easiest recipe
on
the planet.
And then you get like yellow and orange dye.
Yeah.
I will tell you, when I start eating it, it's hard to stop. It's good stuff.
See, I feel like it tastes like wax.
I've never liked it either.
I love it. Yeah. Love it. It seems like the entire state loves it too because it's number one. I don't know how it's number one.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it at all.
Really?
Yeah, not at all.
And the map that I'm looking at, literally almost the entire country.
It's the entire country. There's no way.
I don't believe it at all. Because my kid never got it once in a bucket.
But they're saying that it's number one for Halloween, not number one all year round.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, the whole time my son trick-or-treated, nobody ever handed it out.
I feel like this survey is brought to you by candy corn.
Yeah. If you give out candy corn in my neighborhood, you're getting like teepeed or something.
Yeah,
they're
right?
not going to be
yeah.
happy.
Nobody wants that crap in their bucket.
It's number one. Number one with a bullet, baby.
Yeah.
Number one.
And I agree with Carson. Buy candy corn.
They paid for this survey.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess it's got something to do with the color and Halloween. And you know how it matches up and all that. So it makes sense for Halloween, I guess, but not for the rest of the year.
You know what does not work for me is the stupid pumpkin Reese cup. It's a bad combo. It's not the right combo.
I'm lying if I say I don't like them because I can eat any candy. I don't care what it is, all right? But I don't I'm not a big fan of Reese's Cup going off the board with any other
they mess it up. They mess it up with the Christmas tree, and they mess it up with the pumpkin.
Yeah, the ratio's off.
The chocolate ratio is bad.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Stick to what you do best, right?
Exactly.
I do want to bring up something else, though, because I'm at the grocery store last week. I just want to know if you do this. When you go to Whole Foods or wherever you go, Jamie, are you a cart snooper? Do you look at other people's carts?
God, no. Who
you
cares?
Don't look at it?
No, that's weird.
I do.
You judge other people yeah. by what they're buying?
Well, I don't know if I judge. I'm just curious.
Why?
I don't know if I judge them, because if you look at my cart, I mean, you could judge me, too. I don't think it's judging. I think it's more of, I don't know. I get in line, and other people do this, too. I know you do. Maybe the crew in here doesn't, but I get in line, and I can't help it. And I get caught doing it, too. People look at me like, it's none of your business, pal.
You know, you're a food voyeur.
I'm a cart snooper when I get to the grocery store. If somebody's in line behind me or even in front of me, I watch what they're putting up there, what they got in their cart.
I have nothing to say about this. It's so weird.
You find that weird? I'll bet you there are a lot of people out there that are the same way.
They probably think you're trying to steal something out of their car.
No. I think they think I'm just nosy or something like that.
Okay,
I don't know.
I will tell you. So we were at the grocery store yesterday, and the family, there was like 10 of them. They come by, and they have two carts, and it's jam-packed. Like, they're up to the brim. So, yeah, I did look. I was like, wow, that's two carts just jam-packed with food.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the items that are in the cart, not how many carts they got and how full it is. I'm talking about the items in the cart. I can tell, that person's eating really healthy, man. I wish I could do that. You know, jeez.
I have nothing to say. This is so weird.
Anybody find that weird? Jamie, when you live in Littleton, Colorado, and you got nothing else to do, you go to the store and you look at other people's carts and you judge them based on the items they have in there. Are they a healthy person? Are they not healthy?
Wow.
You know, you just take a look. Maybe I do. I feel like going today, actually. Yeah, I feel like a snooping day to day. BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back. We have Coldplay tickets to give away. They're going to be at the stadium. That's coming up next summer. And we've got your tickets at 7:30. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what you did?
What did I do?
You burst my bubble.
I did? Oh, yep. About what?
This is my bubble.
How did I burst your bubble?
My CDs.
Oh, God.
They're priceless. Priceless, yeah. I'm here to tell you.
They sure are.
So over the weekend, I had to clear out a basement that I've been trying to clear out for the past, 2 years. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But it was push to shove. You know, the clock was ticking because the person doing the finishing of the basement is supposed to be there this morning. So my wife and I, we had to get this thing in gear. We had to do it over the weekend. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. So we started yesterday at noon, finished at 8 o'clock last night. And all I have left, and this is what I was telling Jamie before she, boom, burst my bubble, okay? All I got left is my CDs. And I have approximately 3,000 CDs.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Tons. But they're heavy, man.
And he said, I don't want to get rid of them. And I go, your kids don't want them either.
Trust me, no one wants them.
Nobody wants them.
I want to pass them down to the children, no, man. The kids, I mean, it's an heirloom. I mean, their daddy. He was in the entertainment business.
Yeah, but
the kids want them, don't they?
It's like my dad leaving me VCRs. Yeah. I mean, movies on VCR.
What am I going to do with that?
What will I do with those?
Don't burst my bubble.
In fact, at his house, because I kept his house, there are drawers of movies, old movies. Like, I mean, I donated them.
You know what sucks about all this? I needed to hear that. Because they are worthless to my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they mean something to me. Don't get me wrong. But they're worthless.
What do they mean to you?
Well, they're just... things I've collected over the years, that memorabilia, man. That's
but they're
all
CDs. But what, like, what
Hard to part with. I mean, I've got the entire collection of everything that Aerosmith ever did. I mean, they go from A to Z, and they're all alphabetized, too, in the cases.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I can go find Pat Benatar in a heartbeat.
Really?
Yeah, under the P's.
Yeah.
Under the P's.
Your son will love that one later on in life.
And it's very early in the P's because it's P-A, P-A-T,
yeah,
right. Pat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying... What if they could sell them, though? Maybe they could sell them to somebody, a collector.
That's what
or something.
They want to do. Why don't you just sell them? They don't want to do that.
I don't want to part
They would
with
rather
them.
Just have the money.
Yeah, exactly.
I have so much junk to pass along to the kids that they're going to hate me when I'm gone.
There's, first of all, the Business Insider this morning. It's actually weird that you brought it up because Business Insider did a whole article this morning about how all these kids don't know what to, because you're the boomers,
yeah.
Which you're a boomer, I believe, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so the boomers just spent their entire life collecting crap. And now everybody in my generation, your generation, whatever, and the next generations are going like, what am I going to do with all your crap?
And then we got to sift through it. We got to do all...
Wait a minute. You're telling me my kids do not want those five NSYNC bobbleheads?
No.
They're bobbleheads, yeah. Man. They are priceless.
They are so priceless.
I was given those by Justin Timberlake.
Well... Good. Yeah. We looked them up. Remember, they were worth like 25 cents each.
Do you have stuff like that?
Do you
have stuff?
I don't. No.
Do you keep stuff? Better
way
to question.
I keep weird stuff.
Do you keep stuff that your kid would never want?
Yeah, because I keep weird stuff. Like I kept a lot of the stuff from the pandemic, like all the letters that we got, what we're supposed to say.
I still have that too. Yeah. I'm going to frame it too.
Yeah.
Because that is kind of.
I keep weird stuff like that. I have the feet from our elevator.
So the feet from our elevator is worth more to you than my collection of Aerosmith.
I have it stuck on the garage wall. The feet going different ways.
It's just, but it's from the pandemic.
It's weird.
Something you live through, which is kind of cool.
It's just weird.
I lived through this music. What the hell are you talking about, Carson?
I know, I feel
something
like.
You live through. Everything you have that you kept is something you live through.
I know, but you're not like, I don't know. Just keep them if you want to.
Yeah,
but I mean,
I'll keep the CDs and the albums. I got probably 500-600 albums.
Yeah,
yeah.
What are you gonna do with them though?
I'm sure they can be given away, traded, or something.
But you said you didn't want to.
I don't at this point right now. But maybe when I get to be like 85 years old,
you put it.
I'll be like, oh man, look over here! I got a whole collection for you.
Put what that Pat Benatar CD on.
What do you give me for that? I don't know. I got the turntables. I got all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of junk.
I do have a lot of junk.
Yeah.
And we put a lot of junk in
and
the crawl space.
And you steal a lot of stuff from the radio station.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I have a microphone that I've taken. I've got a CD, no, a cassette player that was given to me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't take it.
Yeah.
I was given. I asked for it. Uh-huh. It sat here forever. Uh-huh. And then I got something else. I got something else, too, that was given to me by the engineering department. But that's it.
Yeah. All
but
right.
That's it. It's not like I heist everything out of here. I'm not like Spadil. Spadil takes home like...
He took TVs.
Yeah, he takes home monitors.
Monitors. Yeah.
He takes home... He steals the drinks from downstairs, the Celsius.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, cases.
I wasn't stealing them. They were giving them to me.
They don't give that stuff away?
No, they said I could have it.
No, they don't give
so
that.
They had two pallets of it downstairs.
You
they're
keep
like, you
thinking
can take
that,
some.
Buddy.
Yeah.
No, he steals it.
Do you take it home?
I was using it for work.
No, that doesn't fly.
No,
that does not fly.
I was because people would go into the kitchen and take them, right? And I need them in the morning because it's an energy drink. So I would just be like, well, I need this for work. And then I would leave it in my fridge and like kind of hoard it a little bit.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
But
this is
said
part
I could
of my
do
salary.
That. Yes. Yeah.
There's a guy, a friend of mine, his son. His son's like, I don't know, maybe 30 years old. And he... through radio knows a lot of people in the industry, and he reaches out to people all the time asking for anything that you have in regards to radio that you don't want, and you send it to him and he resells it and makes a living doing that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
And he told me he made anywhere in excess of $70,000 a year just reselling stuff with old logos and but to me it just seems like a lot of work.
I know, I agree with that. Because is it Chris or whatever his name is? Is that the guy?
No,
the
but guy he, from he's Phoenix? Another one.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
exactly right.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Because I had a bunch of old stupid dolls that like blink and stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like they're my grandmas. One of them's wooden.
And look, we all, if you're past the age of 40, everybody has that junk. They have stuff.
Well, I would say even if you're like, you start collecting it as soon as you get an apartment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You get a place of your own, you just collect random. Yeah.
Everybody has a bunch of junk that nobody else wants.
Exactly. Yeah. That's just the meme is really funny. The meme is somebody's opening up a storage unit and they're like, look, this all belongs to you when I die. Yay!
Can't wait.
Yeah. So excited.
I feel like I'm leaving it for the kids just to, you know, kind of get back at them. Here, go through dad's stuff for it. Yeah, that'll teach you.
Lord.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm so healthy, it's crazy.
What are you eating?
Diet Coke and Funyuns.
Oh!
Breakfast of champions right there.
I gotta tell you, Funyuns, they do not last at my house.
I don't even think they're food.
They're not.
My son, I remember, because there's an app called Yuka, Y-U-K-A.
Yeah.
And you scan the barcode, and it tells you like how bad and how deadly stuff is, even cosmetics, whatever. It basically says it's not food.
It just comes up with a picture of skull and
yeah,
crossbones.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I always forget to use that.
The
I
Yuka?
Put that on my phone. Yeah. I'm intrigued by it.
It
I like
cool.
it. I think it's pretty cool.
It'll scare you, though, with cosmetics,
I
man.
I always forget.
Yuka is what it's called. Y-U-K-A. Don't buy the version. It's free. And then you just scan the barcodes, and it'll tell you what's in it. And both of the things I'm consuming right now are deadly.
Yeah.
Yay! Okay. Couple things I wanted to tell you. I heard us play Ariana Grande a minute ago. She hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and she did a great job. I thought she was really, really good. And it was interesting because I was like, oh, she's hosting it because Pete's not there anymore.
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yep. And that must have just really burned him. Oh my God, my ex-girlfriend's hosting Saturday Night Live.
Where's he at these days?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see him very much
I think
anymore.
He's doing stand-up.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought he may be in rehab.
Well, it could be there too.
Yeah.
It could be one or the other. Anyway, she did a great job. She does these impressions of all these singers, and she nails it. Celine Dion. She does, oh my God, what's her name?
Britney Spears.
She does Britney perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does so many different singers, and she nails it. And you think that it's actually like you're listening to Celine Dion or Britney.
Yeah, I watched the clip. She did Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
During the show.
Yeah, she was good. The only thing is, the musical guest, which I know you'd think that Ariana Grande was a musical guest. She was not. It was Stevie Nicks. And Stevie Nicks maybe needs to call it a day. I love her. Yes. Don't get me wrong. Okay? But maybe it's time to call it a day.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've seen her in a couple of videos that have been floating around. Now, I don't know where they were shot, how old they are, whatever. Yeah. I mean, they look fairly recent, and she sounded pretty good, I thought. Mm-hmm. But
I don't know.
Well, you never know how they're shot.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday Night Live is live.
Yeah.
And so maybe, you know, maybe that's it, too.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe what I'm seeing is recorded stuff, filters used.
Isn't she like 76?
Yeah.
It was just showing a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What did I want to tell you? Oh, yeah. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. So enjoy being Indigenous. Go out there and celebrate.
And if you're Italian, it's Columbus Day.
Is that how it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing. Hold on. Inda Clurb, we all fam. That's the new thing sweeping the nation.
Oh. The what?
It's all over TikTok.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
Inda Clurb. In the club, we all fam.
Oh.
I don't listen. It's what everybody's saying right now. You want to try it?
Do it again.
Okay.
Do it again.
In the club, we all fam.
Okay. In the club, we all fam.
No, it's club.
Club.
Club. Yeah.
In the club, we all fam.
There it is. Yeah.
Yay.
I don't know why this has become a thing, but it is. It's from the, let's see, Broad City, and everybody's saying it. It's some line that was said, right?
Yeah, and the sound is just going viral
Broad
on TikTok.
Broad City is such an old TV show.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying? Sorry.
It's just going viral on TikTok. Like, everyone's just doing it. Everyone's doing the videos. Yeah.
It's, I don't get it.
Me either.
What do they do in the videos?
It's just, I can't even remember some of them, but it's just that sound, and people are saying, like, oh yeah, like in like moms are doing it, like moms know in the club. It's stupid. It's honestly
in the club we all fam.
Well, where'd it come from?
That show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of the show again?
Broad City.
Broad City. I've never seen that. Yeah.
It was a show on Comedy Central. It's really old though. It hasn't been out for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. There was something. Oh, did you see the other thing that's sweeping the nation that's becoming viral, if you will? God, I hate that word. I'm so sick of the word viral.
I am too.
It's everywhere.
I am too.
It is Crocs for your dogs.
I love those.
Crocs for your dogs.
And you can get matching ones for you, so you can match your dog.
Yeah.
Aren't Crocs made here? Don't we? Yeah. So it's sweeping the nation. And people are putting these Crocs on their dogs, and then they're getting matching Crocs for your own feet.
Man, that Crocs promotion they're doing with McDonald's, thing is huge.
Yep.
You can't. We went to McDonald's on Friday to get another Croc for Frog. Okay, we got to get our third one. We've already got two out, completely gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said they didn't know when they were going to get them back in stock.
You're kidding. No. Wow.
And they're supposed to run for like 9 weeks. And they're already out.
Well, you should get some Crocs for your dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. How do you keep them on the dog?
I feel like my dog would hate it. Hate the Crocs.
I've seen people put like rain boots on their dogs and stuff, and their dogs are all like, what the hell are these things? And
they put boots on them
when they go in the snow. Yeah.
Well, no, actually the opposite, hot pavement.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense
too. When you take a dog for a walk on hot pavement.
Doritos has announced it would be opening its first ever restaurant. This is crazy. It's called Doritos After Dark, and it's going to be, where is it? It's going to be in the Crypto.com arena in Los Angeles. The first ever Doritos restaurant. That sounds pretty fun.
It sounds cool.
It
actually
does.
Yeah.
They have Dorito nacho cheese loaded nachos. They have, they have Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho Veggie Dumplings.
Oh.
They have hot, cool ranch California rolls. I don't know about some of this.
Yeah, you know, I've tried Doritos before with the
tacos?
Cheese.
Yeah.
No, with the cheese that you buy in the jar. You know, the cheese, the queso.
Yeah.
I've tried it with it. It doesn't go well. It just doesn't. It's not the same.
Let's see here. They even have Doritos Nacho Cheese Crunchtastic Vanilla Cone. That doesn't sound good either.
No, just
does
give
it?
Me the Doritos Locos Tacos. Just like, just give me that stuff.
Yeah. So, but it is kind of a cool concept. It's, you know, it'll be cute. Let's see here. I don't want to play any of that. I told you, Jelly Roll is opening another bar. Everybody has a bar.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that Schmidel?
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny that you were complaining about him opening another bar. I don't know.
Well, he doesn't have more than one bar, does he?
No,
he's opening, he's
but
another artist
one in Tennessee,
bar.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like another... Morgan Wallen just opened one.
Yeah, so it just seems to be a thing. There's this chick, her name is Lauren, and she was a former assistant to Kanye West. She is accusing the rapper of drugging her and doing bad things. She said she was actually at a Sean Diddy Combs party, and that when she confronted Kanye, he said something like, yeah, we hooked up. And she goes, I don't remember. And he said, yeah, that's what all the girls said, that they don't remember. I don't know. He could be a bad guy.
Could be. I don't know what it is, though, but there's a major rift between Kanye and P. Diddy.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, big time. He does not like... He's like 50 Cent. Same thing.
You sounded so cool when you said 50 Cent.
Yeah, well, I get it, man. What is it? Your mama or something? No, in the club?
In the club.
Yeah, in the club.
It's
your mama. Yeah.
Club.
Yeah,
in the club with your mama.
With your mama. You just added that.
See,
we all
you.
Fam.
I get it. Well, because that's your mama. Fam.
There's no mama in this.
Oh, there's not?
No.
I thought there was mama.
No.
We're in curb.
I don't know where you got
we're
that.
On the curb with mama and the family.
Club.
Club.
I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash. Dear God.
I really did. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday, Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you want to call it. Oh, by the way, on my iPhone, it says Columbus Day and Indigenous People Day on the calendar.
Huh.
So it's both there. I guess it's whichever you want to call it, I guess, right? All right, Jamie and I, off air, we're just talking about our weekends. And
the expectations and then the reality.
Okay.
Okay.
My expectation was to go down and drive a race car at the Speedway.
Right.
Down at, I don't know if you can call it a Speedway. I think it's more of a raceway, okay? El Paso County, because our buddy NASCAR runs down there on the weekends. And I've always said I want to go down there, maybe drive a car, do it all. And I went down over the weekend, and it was tremendous. Had a great time. Had a great time. It was fun being in the pit area. I mean, we had our problems with the car. I thought his girlfriend got electrocuted at one point because she was, she's the mechanic, okay? So she was in the back of the car, and she crossed a couple of wires, and it sparked real bad.
Yeah. Oh my
God. And the smell of gasoline and oil was in the air, so I didn't know if we were going to explode or not. But we were back there trying to reach the deadline, you know, of getting that car on the track to race.
But your expectations of BJ night were dashed against the hopes of and despair, rocks of despair.
Well, sorry. It would have.
I mean, like the pageantry.
If, yeah, there was no pageant. Well, there was what?
Oh, there was?
There was Queen BJ.
I saw her.
Queen BJ?
Yeah, I did see her.
She showed up with a sash on.
I saw her.
And that's all we had. Okay? The guy that runs the place, Joe,
yeah,
he kept asking, now, what's your name again?
And I noticed that he didn't even put you on the poster.
No, at all. No.
They just photoshopped one. Nash photoshopped one and acted like it was on there, but BJ wasn't even announced.
He told me, be ready, because at intermission, we're going to have you get on the microphone up in the press box and be ready for that. And I said, okay. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I warmed up, you know.
Yeah.
I was back behind the bleachers doing this, you know, getting ready.
Yeah.
So intermission came, and all of a sudden, because they were running behind, because a lot of cars broke down and whatever, so they had to crunch the races, they canceled intermission. So Joe came over to me. This is all true.
I believe you.
Joe comes over to me, and he says, I'm BJ. That is your name, right, BJ? Yeah. You would think he would know by date. I said, yeah. He goes, we're going to have to cancel intermission. If we have a chance near the end, we'll work you in there. Okay. All right. I said, what time will that be? And the intermission was at 7 o'clock. He said, around 9:30.
Oh, my God.
I said, I won't be here at 9:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pageantry.
Yeah, the pageantry was missing. It's kind of missing something.
One lady with a Queen BJ sash on. God bless her.
But you had fun.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
Frog had a blast. I'll go back. I mean, we had a good time. It was a lot of fun.
So the same thing I was telling BJ off the same thing kind of happened to me. So my friends, they're all Chargers fans, right? So we decided to go to the Bronco game. I'm the only Bronco person, but they're Chargers. So she tells me, hey, listen, we're going to go to this parking lot. I don't know when's the last time you guys tailgated. When's the last time you all did?
Probably a couple of years.
Yeah.
Been a while.
So my expectations of tailgating, right? Because I have not tailgated in a long time. She's like, we're going to go to a parking lot with all these Charger fans. It gets crazy. It's out of control. I'm like, oh, that'll be fun. Are they going to be mad that I'm wearing Broncos stuff? And she's like, no, no, Chargers fans are all nice and everything. It's going to be awesome. So we leave at 10 a.m.
Got to get there early.
Yeah, you got to get down there. No, that makes a lot of sense, Jay.
So we go there. 10 a.m. We get there, like, literally no traffic. So we get there at, like, 10:30. So we go to this parking lot, and I'm like, so where's the all the craziness? And she's like, oh, we find them, but they'll be in the area. So we found these three guys that had Chargers outfits on. Yeah. We pull our truck up next to them, right? And then we take down the tailgate, and we get out four chairs. And those three guys left, and we just sat in the parking lot.
What? You got, like, there wasn't, like, no one was grilling.
We had four chairs in the parking lot, and Michelle made sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah. I would expect a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wouldn't expect a big Charger blowout at a Bronco game.
I was, because she told me the years before, it's always a big deal.
Yeah, well, she hyped it up.
You might come across one. But
Well, he pulled up to three guys, and that was going to be our starting point, and then they left for the game or something, and I was like,
I was picturing, like, flags raised. Yeah.
Well, they had flags on their truck. They had two flags on their truck that said Chargers. But literally, it was four of us sitting in a parking lot with sandwiches.
No meat on the grill, no nothing.
Out of baggies. We all opened our little baggies and ate our sandwiches.
I don't think I've ever been to a tailgate for being an away team.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
I probably wouldn't do it again.
Yeah. If you're the home team, you could find plenty of parties.
Yeah.
The party was there, the grills, all that was there if you're a Bronco fan.
Yep.
But if you're a Charger fan,
you're just right there on the concrete, just sitting in a chair.
That's great. She built you up for this big party.
Yeah. I was so excited. I mean, going that early, because the game didn't start till like 1:30 or 2 or something.
2 o'clock.
So, like, leaving at 10 is like a lot for me, right? So I'm like, okay, now what do we do? I'm just sitting out there like, I had my sandwich. What
just
do we do?
Just staring at each other.
I was at the racetrack. I was supposed to drive a car, right?
Yeah.
I was going to be either in a race or just take a lap or whatever. And fortunately for me, Nash wrecked the car. Thank God. I'm telling you right now, once I got in that car through the window, because I didn't know that the doors are completely, you know, welded shut.
Yeah.
I would have never gotten out. I was like, it was giving me anxiety.
Really?
Yes. I was looking at the car going, I'll never get out of that. I'm going to be trapped. I'm going to be like that submarine that went to look for the Titanic.
So you didn't drive because you're scared?
I was scared. It was intimidating, Jamie. I got to tell you, it was more racing than I pictured. I pictured that they go down there and, you know, they trolley around the track, have a few beers, and that's just the way it goes.
Right.
They race.
So
they go for it, man.
I mean, I hate to be, like, you know, better than you, but, like, when you drive an actual NASCAR, which I did, they clip your head in. Your head is clipped. Each side of the helmet is clipped, and you can't move your head. You would have panicked. If an old beat-up race car gives you anxiety because you think you can't get out.
Yeah, and I'll tell Nash when he comes up at 9 o'clock this morning when we talk to him, but I was praying for him to wreck.
Oh my God.
Come on, Nash. Hit a wall. Yes.
Wow.
Hit a wall. I don't have to drive.
You're such a wimp. Chicken for
crack. Just be honest. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Low.
Every time I hear this song,
low.
I feel like I got to go to the grocery store.
Why?
Prices are low. They use it in the commercial.
Well, they don't anymore,
low.
I just think about my boots with fur. I have good news for you guys.
What is it?
So, you know how Schmidl's date didn't go as he wanted?
Yeah, he was...
They didn't have a connection.
He's disappointed.
Yeah.
He's disappointed. Yeah,
right? Yeah. Well, there's a girl. Her name is Ashley.
Oh,
and Ashley.
And she is a looker. She's hot.
How do you know she's a looker?
Yeah, where'd she come from?
Because she's right there on Texnado, and she's asking Schmidl out.
What?
Yep.
That's Ashley?
That's Ashley. She said she's been listening to him for a year or something, and
the 720 number.
And she was kind of And she said she was kind of disappointed that he was hooking up with Liz. And then she heard this morning early that that it wasn't working out. So she said that she wants to ask him out.
She's shooting her shot.
Yeah, she's really hot.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
She sent me her Instagram account. I was kind of deep diving through that. It's, whoa.
Hot. Ashley.
Yeah. No
nice.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, man. This all is turning out great for you.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Look, in your own words, the date you had with Liz on Saturday, how did it go? I mean, just lay it out without going too deep into it. It just...
I felt like it was going well, but I also feel like she wasn't like that into me.
Right.
So,
you could sense it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you just feel like, and I'm sure she does too, that it was a great meeting. You guys had a good time.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. I mean, no hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
Just, yeah.
Liz, thank you so much.
Yeah.
He appreciated the free dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He
got and the tickets.
And the tickets. Yeah. Yeah. So it was just a good night.
But Dill didn't even have to pay for dinner, man. Did he get off scot-free?
That's awesome. My whole life that's ever happened to me. It was really cool.
Did she buy you cocktails?
Yeah, she bought everything.
Wow.
The only thing I paid for was parking.
Dude, that's a good one to walk away from. Okay. Now we have Ashley. I'm looking at Ashley here. Now, let me tell you this. From what I saw of Liz at Bar Bingo, that's the only time I've seen her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a looker.
Oh, yeah.
She's a good-looking girl. Looking. Yeah, yeah. But Ashley
might top it.
Oh, goes to a different level. Yeah.
And the fact that she was saying, like, oh, she was worried that she missed her chance because of Liz and everything. This is great.
Oh, the door's open.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like a garage door.
She is into me. Yeah.
Oh, all this could work out.
We got to plan a date.
All right.
I like
it. Yeah, we got to figure this out.
Yeah, maybe we can date. Ashley seems like she'd come on the air. See, Liz was always a little standoffish with us. You know?
Yeah.
But Ashley, we might even get to talk to at some point.
Maybe.
Like she's into it.
Yeah, she seems super into it on these texts.
Yeah, how's a girl like that not already have a boyfriend, though?
It's a great question.
Wow.
Sometimes we don't have boyfriends. Sometimes we just date around.
Am I implying that the real lookers always do?
I'm saying, like, not everybody has to have a partner.
Yeah, you know, there is a thing that you're too hot to have a boyfriend.
What? Yeah.
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 Like, boys are intimidated.
That's what's going on with me.
Intimidated.
That's what's going on with me. I'm so freaking hot. I just, man.
They can't talk to you. They can't.
Yeah, they just can't talk to me.
I don't know if that's what's going on with you.
Yes, it
is. I think this show has a little bit to do with it.
Nope. I'm so hot. They can't talk to me.
That is a thing, though, right? That guys are so intimidated by her looks.
Have you met me?
I don't know why we're talking like it's not sitting right here in the room.
Exactly. Ta-da.
All right, Ashley.
Ashley it is. Woo. Yeah, let's go.
She really is into you.
Yeah. It's on the text. She seems very into me. Yeah,
I know, right?
I'm confused.
Don't ruin it.
God. She's so hot. Like, I mean.
He is a good-looking guy, so you could knock it off, fatty.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
Wow.
That got aggressive real fast.
Wow! Fatty,
you're the one that couldn't get in the window of a race car.
I could get in, I just couldn't get out. They could have got me in there with a shoehorn, but I couldn't get out. That's all.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, Jamie, I know you went to the game yesterday.
Yes, I did. Go Broncos!
Oh, by the way, but before I get to this.
I was so jazzed. What?
Shmadil, can you find out a little bit more about Ashley?
Yeah.
What'd she do?
Oh, yeah. What
is she loaded?
Okay.
Can you not ruin it? Can you just stop?
All right. Just find out. We'll follow up on that, okay?
The fact that we were talking about it so much on the radio probably didn't help. You know, she was probably freaked, like Liz was probably freaked out that her life was suddenly on the radio.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to say.
Yeah.
Let's leave it alone.
Especially because this is like a comfort show for her. Like, this is like what she likes doing.
And then all of a sudden
time.
You're in it.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell?
She signed up for it.
I'm just curious.
Oh, she didn't sign up for anything. She just reached out to Shmadil. She didn't want to be part of this. Who wants to be part of this?
All right. So you went to the game yesterday.
I did.
Now, I know you're a big sports fan.
Yep, I am.
I mean, you would be excellent on sports radio, commentary.
Yep.
analysts,
yep,
all that stuff. What was your take on the Denver Broncos and our outlook for the remainder of the season, Jamie White?
I thought the game was pathetic. I thought it was pathetic. I don't even know what they were doing. Like, it was just... I was just a mess out there.
There you get it. From our sports commentator here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Jamie White says they are pathetic.
Well, I mean, and then all of a sudden the fourth quarter, they decide to play?
Yeah.
I mean,
what, if they would have done that earlier, then maybe
exactly.
we could have won.
I mean, like, where did, like, where'd you come from?
You've got to save a little in the can, man. you can't all lay it out there in the first quarter. They'll be on to you. You got to go to the fourth quarter so that you got a chance.
I was just worried that the San Diego Charger dude was gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So the coach for the Chargers, I guess he had a heart thing going on.
Oh yeah, he had to go into the tent. Yeah. I did see a highlight.
Oh
yeah.
He did?
Yeah,
did,
he has like
did
a,
he have a grabber?
No, I guess he has a regular heartbeat and it was going like dun, 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 dun.
How could you could tell that at the game?
No.
Oh,
I just read it
after the fact. I was starting to say, how the hell did you know he had a grabber?
I just read
it. They were close to the field,
though.
Oh,
you read it.
Yeah, we were two away from the field, like two seats away from. And then I really think they overreacted. There were four guys in front of us,
yeah,
and they were all Bronco fans. They were great guys. They were so much fun. And one of them accidentally fell into the other one, and they all four went down like dominoes.
Yeah.
And then they went into the other people, and they kicked them out.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Were they liquored up?
Yep.
Yeah. Were they obnoxious throughout the whole game?
No, they were super fun.
Or they just stood up and fell over?
They just stood up and fell over.
Yeah.
And they were so fun because my friends, the three of them, they're all Charger fans. So they all had blue on. And then the guys in front of us all had, you know, Bronco stuff on. And like everybody would high five and stuff. It was just fun.
Now,
it was,
did the people in front, did they alert security and say, we got a couple of wobblers up here?
The people that got fell on did.
Oh,
yeah. Oh! Yeah. After they got fell on,
she was
right.
Some old bitch, and she was like, "Yeah, she's like, they fell on me."
Well, I mean, you go to the game, you kind of expect a drunk to fall on you, don't you?
Well, it was all four, I think, that came over.
I'll tell you, it's a fine line with me about these games, Bronco games, that is, because I mean, I'd like to take Frog to a game, but the language sometimes and the rowdiness of it, I don't know.
Everybody was really well behaved. There's a lot of kids there.
Yeah. But what about the language? Because the last time I went, the language was pretty strong.
I didn't even notice
and,
it.
You know, I don't want him to pick up on that and take it to a Catholic school, you know?
I mean, I know, but you also can't shelter him because remember, like,
no,
that,
I know that. I
remember
know that.
That lady when we were all doing that photo shoot and she said the F word in front of my kid?
Oh, yeah.
And I flipped out on her?
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like,
if he just knows, like my son knew that I was mad at that lady for saying that, so he knew it was off limits.
We were at the race on Saturday night. We're standing there near the fence area, up close to the race, and I guess somebody associated with one of the drivers came running over to where we were, yelling the F word so loud at the car because they were having problems on the track. But he was reacting to that. He didn't mean anything. I didn't say anything, but I'm like, whoa, gotta plug his ears.
Yeah, I always, if I cuss in front of a little kid, I always apologize.
Yeah,
because I don't want to do that.
Look, I grew up in a household where the words were never used like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way I was raised and whatever. And if you want to do that, that's fine. I don't care. It's just, I don't want Frog to hear it.
No, but it's weird because nobody ever said that.
Yeah.
I mean, even up to my dad's 80s, I never cussed in front of him.
No.
But my girlfriend, she has three kids, and she tells even her kids to go tell the other kids to F off.
I know.
Really?
I know.
What? And they're all like nice, like going to church people.
And I know there are people out there that are going to say it's just a word. It's just a word. It's no harm. Okay. There's something about it, though, that I cringe. Okay. When it's in front of a kid. In front of me, I don't care what you do. But in front of a kid, I kind of, you know, kind of shelter that in a way. But, you know, I know some people don't agree with that.
But I think those four guys, they were really nice. They weren't like, they just fell over.
They didn't deserve to get kicked out.
They did not at all. Even Rich, who was with us, Rich went and talked to security. And he's a Chargers fan. And he's like, listen, these guys are really nice.
They weren't causing problems.
They weren't causing any problems.
And the
security guy's like, I don't care. We got to complain about him, so we have to.
Well, security probably is sitting there watching that game and all frustrated, too. Watching how bad and how pathetic the Broncos are. Already in a bad mood. If you're out of here.
I mean, what happened to them? What happened to our team?
I don't know.
I mean, that was embarrassing.
I had it on in the basement, clearing out the basement. I would look up, and it would be 7-0 Chargers.
Yep.
Then I look up, it's 10-0 Chargers. I look up, it's 13 jar. And I'm like, what the heck? Can't we even score?
I mean, he was so good the last game.
I don't know why.
Inconsistent.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it. Well, at least you had a good time, though.
All right, Bozo.
And your Charger fans had a great time.
His name.
Yeah, I know. Bozo.
Yeah, we had a great. No, I loved going to the game. It was so fun. We had so much fun. You know, is it something where I buy a season ticket and go all the time? No.
Nah.
Because we had season tickets actually to the Avalanche, and we would get so sick of it. We'd be like, oh my God, somebody just take the tickets.
I mean, literally, so think about it this week. Saturday was their first of four home games. So they have four games this week.
It's, the Avs?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The Avs?
Yeah, they overplay.
Too much for me.
Yeah.
All right, well, Broncos lose over the weekend.
Did the Avs win?
No, they lost.
They lost.
And then CU lost?
Lost.
What about CSU?
They won.
Yay.
Yeah, they won.
The only team that won.
We got that. Yay.
What a loser of a team we have.
It was a bad weekend.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. NASCAR. We'll talk to Nash, too, in just a few. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okey-dokey. It is a lovely October 14th, 2024, and it is Columbus / Indigenous / all kinds of days.
Whatever day you want it to be.
Well, I thought we weren't supposed to say Columbus Day because I just thought we weren't. But then I saw that the U.S. Air Force just said Happy Columbus Day.
Right.
So now I'm confused.
Well, it's a federal holiday, and it's called Columbus Day on a federal level.
But
and
I thought that was like bad, like you're not supposed to say that.
Well, some people say it is, but as far as technically signed into law, it's a federal holiday as Columbus Day.
Gotcha.
Now, to make it Indigenous People Day, you would have to go back and change that law in Congress in Washington.
Oh.
But that's why.
Why did I get the feeling that it was bad to say?
Well, because you've been told that. You've been told that it's bad.
Bad.
It's bad. In the state of Colorado.
See, that was me being a sheep.
Oh, do it again.
Bad.
Yes, you are bad.
Schmidel, why do I think that's bad to say?
Because it's genocide of Native Americans.
Genocide?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that isn't good.
It's not good. Yeah. No. Well,
then why did the Air Force just put out Happy Columbus Day?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Because I guess they support Columbus.
This is just all too much.
I do know one thing.
History is hard.
It's a huge, I guess he was Italian. Columbus was.
Christopher
Columbus.
No, he was Jewish.
No, he.
Yeah, he was Spanish.
He was part Jewish.
Yeah.
But it's celebrated with the Italian community.
They said that he's Spanish and Jewish.
Who did?
Twitter.
Well, why do the Italians love him so much?
The BBC actually has a thing that says Christopher Columbus was likely Spanish and Jewish.
Yeah.
Not Genoese or Italian.
Yeah,
oh, well, the Italians are going to be pissed off.
The Italians. And why did it take so long to learn all this?
And why did everybody name their Italian kids Nina?
Yeah. We don't get it. All right, have a great day.
Columbus Day, Indigenous Day,
whatever you want to celebrate, go for it, man. Do they do any celebrations here in town? Do we have parades or anything? Do we shut down anything?
Yeah, there's some stuff, but it's Indigenous Day stuff.
Oh, yeah. We Indigenous today,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, because they're founding people, we're Indigenous stuff. Yeah.
All right.
See, me and history?
Gotcha.
Elton John says he doesn't know how much time he has left to live. What the hell? He's a little negative. He's 77 years old, and he says that he's faced a bunch of health issues, and that he now really, like, wonders how much time he has left. He says, I wonder what is going to happen to all this stuff when I finish. This is the latter time in my life. I don't know how much time I have left. You think about that stuff more when you get my age.
Yeah, I think he's right, though. I think people, when they reach that age, they 77? Think about that. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Just anyway, kind of dark.
Yeah, it is.
It's reality.
Sir Elton's new Disney documentary and musical is a look back at his astonishing life in the early days of his 50-year-long career. I don't have to buy Disney Plus. God, all these streaming things. And then Martha Stewart also has a documentary out on Netflix.
It's coming out October 30th, so it's almost out.
October 30th. I feel like I've already seen her life play out. I feel like there was another documentary.
I don't know if I have any interest in that one.
In Martha?
Yeah.
You know, she cheated on her husband.
Cheated on her husband. Yeah. She's a big friend with Snoop, and she went to the big house.
Yep.
Went to jail.
Yeah, she has a daughter, too.
She has a daughter?
Yeah, and she has some grandkids.
Yeah.
Yep. She has one daughter, one child, and she has a bunch of grandkids.
Way to go, Jamie. Spoiler. I was just going to watch to see if she had a daughter and some grandkids.
Well, guess what? She
way to go.
Yes, right. Ariana Grande brings back all her impressions of Celine Dion, Jennifer Coolidge, and more. Oh, my God. You should see Ariana Grande do Jennifer Coolidge. Holy hell, does she nail it.
Really?
Oh, my God. She's so good at it. Hmm. I don't know where this came from, but she is really talented. Stevie Nicks also sang. She was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live, and she's 76. It was painful.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan.
Yeah.
It was, she just kept pulling her skirt out from each side, twirling a little bit. It was rough. Let's hear, man, speaking of rough, that movie, The Joker, fell 81% in his second weekend.
Yeah.
It's not doing well.
No.
I hate that.
I know you do.
I was looking so forward to this.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't gone to see it.
And also that Donald Trump film, The Apprentice, it opened in 10th place. I can't believe they're putting it on, like, who would go and see that movie?
Is it a movie theater?
Yeah. Is that weird? It just seems like,
I don't know.
Hey, you guys want to go see the Trump movie?
It does seem like it should go straight to streaming.
Yeah, it does, right? Anyway. All right, so I'll put that over there. Oh, the other big thing everybody's talking about, people either love it or hate it. It's very polarizing. And that is the pineapple Frosty at Wendy's.
What do you mean it's polarizing? People love it or they hate it?
Yeah, they absolutely
the
love
two?
It. Yeah, and then people are really mad because now they're finding out that it's just a vanilla Frosty with the pineapple mango syrup from their lemonade.
Oh.
The scandal.
So was it even like original or anything like that?
It's not even a real pineapple Frosty.
I think I'd love it.
Somebody said the word, wow.
I think I'd love it. I don't care if they cheat. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
It's how it tastes, right? I think I'd like it. I will tell you, they have a Hawaiian at DQ.
Uh-huh.
And it's the pineapple, obviously.
Yep.
It's delicious. I'm telling you, man. Woo! That Hawaiian over DQ.
Oh, my God. I almost went and got onion rings this weekend because I haven't taken my shot in like a month.
Yeah.
I was like, I want some onion rings.
I love onion rings.
I do too.
I love them.
You guys are going to think I'm so weird. Okay, I'll tell you. I don't care. So I take a little container and I put ketchup in it and then I salt it really big and then I put the lid on it and then I go to Dairy Queen and get onion rings.
Yeah. I hear you.
And you have it on the way home.
Yeah, just dip it in there.
Who has the best onion rings?
Dairy Queen.
Without
a doubt, yeah. Yeah, what about you?
I like that blooming onion. To me, that's an onion ring, you know, on a platter, but there's so much of it.
Yeah.
I like the blooming onion. I don't think they call it that anymore. They call it something else, I think.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, really? An onion that spreads or something like that.
An onion that spreads? No, that was your last girlfriend.
The spreading onion? The spreading onion? Maybe that's a dance move. I don't know.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Devil and trash. Dear God.
Just saying.
Lord.
BJ and Jamie.
The music. What a racing weekend I had, man. I went down to El Paso County Raceway with NASCAR.
Woo! You're like Richard Petty now.
I am.
You're royalty.
Jamie, the smell of gasoline and burnt oil coming out of that car. Man, it was a great weekend. On the line with us, the one and only NASCAR.
Very nice, Nash.
NASCAR.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, hey, Nash.
We are all just,
great to meet you, bud.
It was awesome. I had fun.
It wasn't the prettiest night, but...
Yeah,
I still had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a blast down there. I brought Frog down, myself, Lisa Frog. We went down to the racetrack. And there's, I got to tell you, man, you're a driver, dude. You are aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's That's the name of the game.
Yeah. I mean, you went in rear-ended that one car, and that threw you out of the race because you ended up hitting a wall or something. But nevertheless, I mean, you got very aggressive. And after it was over, Jamie, you know what he was doing?
What?
He was cussing. He was cussing because there's a bunch of rookies out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was rookie night, I guess. Yeah. And him being a 17-year-old veteran.
Yeah.
You know,
he's 18.
It really upset him that the rookies were on the track. Right, Nash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh yeah.
Everything's
in that moment.
Oh yeah.
Where you're holding me up, you're gonna get pushed out the way.
Yeah.
So. Hey, Nash, when your girlfriend was in the back of that car, now I meant that like repairing the car, not like
what,
in the back seat.
And it's like what did you see?
When your girlfriend was back there working on that battery, I thought she was gonna blow us all up.
Oh yeah. I was
Oh yeah.
But
oh,
heat of the moment, but we got it all figured out. We found the issue.
Saw a few sparks. And, well, I don't even. I don't know where else to go.
So,
here,
is it
Nash,
the end of the season now? Is no more racing now? What do you do?
There's no more races now. We tear the car down. I'm gonna put a new body on it.
Nice.
And get some other things for the car. Yeah. So it's gonna be all pretty. And then I think we are talking about wrapping the car instead of painting it.
Wrapping.
Okay. Yeah. A wrapping car.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't put too much into it. We hit that wall quite often. Yeah, I'd be careful with that. Yeah. Let's just save some costs there. Hey, by the way, we all are sporting your T-shirt in the studio this morning.
Yep.
Are you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
I brought in T-shirts for everybody on the show, and everybody has their T-shirt on this morning, the Nash car.
Wow.
Right. Sounds so excited.
Well, hey Nash, can I ask a favor of you?
Oh my God! Wow!
Can I ask a favor of you, Nash?
Oh yeah.
The next time we have BJ night at the racetrack, can we tell more people? I didn't get to get on the microphone and ham it up.
BJ,
I mean, nobody even knew I was there. I mean, it was.
The night was, it was a mess. I mean, it was rushed. They threw everybody out there for the mechanics race. So it was honestly a nightmare after you guys left.
Yeah. Well, it was a nightmare before we left, too. Yeah, because I was supposed to get on the microphone at intermission, but then Joe told me they canceled intermission.
Yeah, I mean, it was a rush through night. It didn't plan out how we wanted.
There was no pageantry, I heard.
And I mentioned this earlier on the show. I was so happy you hit that wall, man, because that meant that the car's out and I don't have to drive.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So you actually saved me there.
So I have a question.
What?
So would we say that BJ night, not you out there because you had a great time,
yeah,
but would we say BJ night was a fail?
Well, I'd say it was a success in ways.
You're a good kid, man.
Oh, God. In ways. All right. Well,
I'd go
fair.
With fail. No, I tell you what. I had a great time.
Yeah.
My family had a great time. You guys had a great time. It was great meeting you and your family. I saw Grandma. Grandma walked up. She's the one that got married at 13 years old.
Yep, she sure is.
I met her. I met Queen BJ. Now, who is Queen BJ again?
I don't know. I think it's one of my mom's friends. I don't really hang out with them.
I tell you what.
He's like, I steer clear.
Hey, Nash, I did notice one thing with your mom's friend. She kept going to the back of that car quite often to get a little tipsy drink. You know what I mean? I mean, Queen.
I do know.
Yeah. Queen BJ was a little bit of a wobbler out there at the end of the race. You couldn't put her behind the wheel.
No.
Oh, Queen BJ got hammered.
Oh, my God.
She had a good time, did she not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She probably didn't want that spread around everywhere. But, all right.
I don't know. She was sure slinging some alcohol out there. You want a drink, BJ? I'm good. All right. Hey, Nash, it was great meeting you, buddy. I'll see you again real soon.
Yeah, next season.
Season's over. We won't be talking to you for a while, but I'll stay in touch. You've got my phone number.
Well, that's cute.
I am excited.
Okay, buddy. I'll see you next time around.
See ya.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Bye, Nash.
I was looking for some like NASCAR saying there.
You know,
you know, catch you on the last lap.
Something like that. Right. Victory.
But all he had was see ya.
I think that's good.
See ya.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Woo!
Kind of like the Broncos. Season's over.
Oh, don't say that.
Wow.
Man. I'm telling you, listen, we were all in the game for the Broncos. And now everybody's like, ugh, what just happened?
It was just such a boring game. They just couldn't do anything.
So bad.
All right, anyway. BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, if you think about it, though, the rocket booster thing.
What the hell?
The rocket booster thing that happened over the weekend with the star.
Oh, my God. It gives me goosebumps to watch all of those engineers in that room just freak out that it actually worked. It was the first time ever that they've tried it, and it worked.
And there's no way they thought that was going
to
work.
The idea was to put the rocket up. When the boosters come off, the boosters come back to Earth and go into their, I guess, holding basket or whatever you want to call it, the framework that they had prepared for it, and it worked. And it worked. They came back. Here's the celebration of the people at their control center that was watching this thing.
Maybe.
Hello?
Maybe.
Hello?
This is absolutely insane. On the first ever attempt, we have successfully caught the Super Heavy booster back at the launch tower.
What an incredible view!
Are you kidding me?
You know, I said this earlier this morning. I've had my doubts when it came to Mars and this Elon Musk expedition he wants to do and colonize it. But now I don't know. I think this guy can do it.
He wasn't even sure this was going to work. He said that because of gravitational force, he said, we're going to try it, but it might actually fail. He said if gravity was lower, it'd be easy, but because we're right where we are. And he said if it was even a little bit higher, it'd be impossible.
Calculating this.
Who are these engineers?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're rocket scientists.
Yeah,
that's who they are.
Yeah, that's true.
Rocket scientists.
Crazy.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I mean, they just caught it in the air.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
You know, in the past, we just dropped them in the ocean. I think part of them they found. I think part of them they didn't find. I think they were out there on a boat. They were looking for a rocket. A
lot of junk out there.
Don't you think that at some point they're on a boat out there looking for a rocket booster and they all look at each other going, let's go home.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a lost cause.
It'll be fine.
Who's going to find it out here anyway? I mean, they're not going to know if we got it or not.
Well, except for it's worth like $1 billion, so they kind of need to find it.
I'm just saying, if I'm out there with Larry, me and Larry.
You know what? You know what? It's funny that you bring that. Remember that story? So I told my sister, because I got a divorce or whatever, right? Yeah. So I didn't want my wedding ring anymore, but I wanted money for it. And so I said, hey, let's play catch with it in the water. Like, they'll play catch with it, and it'll sink. And she's like, you do know that they get divers, right? The insurance company will hire a diver. I was like, really?
At where? Where were you at?
At the lake.
Oh, you were at
the
lake.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the lake.
She's
not
like,
the ocean.
She said, try the ocean.
Yeah. Good move. Yeah. So you were going to scam the insurance company?
Yeah. Remember, I also tried it with the bear with my Range Rover?
I remember the bear.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and that damn thing would not rip apart.
That was Peaches, right?
Yeah, Peaches. And I needed
Peaches
it.
Peaches the bear.
To tear apart my Range Rover. Mm. It didn't do it.
Didn't you leave McDonald's or something in
there? Yeah.
I guess the windows open?
They're like vegetarians.
Didn't work.
He was on a diet.
Yeah.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll wrap this thing up. Coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Woo! Lordy, lordy, lordy. Oh, yeah. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, Jamie.
What?
Let me sum it up for you.
Okay, what?
My Saturday night when I arrived at the racetrack. Okay.
Okay. All right.
It was like Bill Clinton at McDonald's.
Really? What? I don't get
Nobody
it.
Nobody recognized me.
Oh.
Did you see that?
Well, they did recognize him. They thought he was Biden.
Yeah. So sad.
So sad.
Really?
Yeah.
They thought he was Joe Biden.
Yeah, they did it first. Yeah.
What happened with Bill?
I know, right?
There's a picture of him this morning that he looks really old. And the guy's 78, okay? Yeah. I'll give him that. Yeah. But he looks like he's aged like the last 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't really kept track of him.
It went downhill
either,
fast.
But I'm just saying that he shows up at a McDonald's, and they don't know who he is, the people working there. Oh, I don't know
sad.
If I would know.
And you were president.
The
come
president.
On.
That was me at the racetrack, folks. I come walking in.
Nobody cares.
All my pageantry. People told me to get out of the way. They're trying to watch a race.
Oh, God. So sad.
Felt the same. All right, we're done. Lord. We're done for a Monday. Yeah. Happy Columbus Day, everybody.
Happy Indigenous Day.
You
happy
got them both. We'll throw them both at you.
Caprini Day or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Is there a Caprini Day?
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody said there was, but I don't know if it's.
I don't think it's today.
Isn't that that mother or whatever? She's
Mother Cabrini's the statue.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was getting ready to finish that.
Well, I think she's more than a statue.
She's a saint.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she's more than just a statue that we're
I thought it was just playing. The statue that's across from Tiny Town, right? There's a cross there?
They put a statue there because it was a person at one time.
It's in Genesee.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
not just because we just put up statues for statues.
I thought it was just there for fun, man.
Do you think it was some fictitious person that they just made a statue?
Yeah,
I don't know who Mother
Cabrini
is.
It's like Popeye the Sailman in Memphis or wherever he is, right? Isn't he in Paducah or somewhere? Yeah. He's real too. We celebrate him. Okay, I don't know.
We gotta go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow being Tuesday. Bye bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.